So I'm here with Rob today. Rob, let's first talk about your experiences growing up, what you were taught in school by your parents, your first thoughts about police.
Sure. I would say probably what I was taught in school and my experience with police in school was different than what I was taught at home. I would say that in school, through kind of the safety program and the police that would come through, and I remember were the very compassionate, endearing, giving presentations. The thought is that police are there to serve and protect and to care for their communities and the people that are in them. And however, I know that at home, there was always the sense that you had to be wary and that you needed to be very careful in the presence of police and that you always need to walk straighter and be a little bit more cautious if you ever had to be around the presence of police, because at least in my family there was always a distrust. And so I guess there was I always battled with that a little bit to know until you have your own experiences.
That familial distrust, was that born out of their own experiences?
Yes, I would say that everything from my mom, my brother, my father have all had, and they all had stories that they would talk to me about, and they would, at times they would laugh about it and joke about it, but at the end of the day, when it became a teaching moment, it was, listen, what you need to take from this is you need to be very careful when you're around there, and I know that there is a sense that you need to, they trust, and but you need to have your eyes open and watch your back when you're around them, so.
Did they give you any practical advice?
My parents always said, listen, you it's almost like you keep your head down, you answer the questions if you were pulled to the side with yes, sir. You need to and also being careful what you wear and the movements that you do and how you don't want to be perceived as threatening and what's funny is that growing up is my mom would always say, and my father says, luckily you're growing up without an accent, so you have that in your belt. So my mother had a very thick accent and still does. My dad not so much anymore, but so I and that always played with me to make sure you're speaking properly and make sure you sound educated when you're in around the presence of police. So.
And then you've got this other, you're also meeting police in school who like present you with this other idea, I guess, like this, or this other, I guess I'm struggling with the word, but
Sure.
you're having
This other
a separate,
persona, other, yeah, right. Right, exactly. So you go to school and you see, wow, through the presentations and it seems great and it seems like, man, this is even something you would love to be able to walk alongside, maybe join one day. And yet at home, when I'm talking about these experiences from schools, it's always a, huh, yeah, that's good. That's good. Pero mira, but look, it's the, but look. And from there comes your own personal, their personal experience. Just don't trust what's over there. Listen to it, hear what they're saying, but yeah.